The Universal Windows platform provides the building blocks you need to create elegant and adaptive Windows apps that look great on a wide variety of devices. First, UWP automatically adjusts the size of the controls, fonts, and other UI elements so that they are legible on all devices. UWP uses a new effective pixel system to achieve this. UI elements are automatically optimized for perceived size, so that a 15-pixel font on a Surface Hub 10 feet away is just as legible as a 15-pixel font on a smartphone in your hand. With this, you can ignore details like pixel density and screen resolution, and focus on how you want the app to look. Second, UWP's universal input system automatically understands a variety of input from different devices. You don't have to worry about how your UI responds to the tap of a finger, a mouse click, or an air tap on a HoloLens. It just works. Third, UWP apps come with a set of universal controls and styles. Universal controls work well on any type of Windows device. They adapt to the different screen sizes and different input modes on each device. Our built-in universal styles come in two themes, light and dark. These styles use a Sago-based font that looks crisp at all sizes, supports high contrast modes, and supports adapting your app to other languages. You can ship your app with these styles and it will look great. Or you can use these styles as a starting point and add your own personality to the look and feel. You might want to optimize the use of screen space, take advantage of specific sensors, or tailor the experience for a specific type of input. If this is the case, there are some techniques to help you design your app for a specific screen size. We call these techniques the 6 R's. Depending on whether a screen is portrait or landscape, you may want to reposition some content. It may be easier to scroll content vertically on one device and horizontally on another. If you have a larger screen, you may want to resize some elements and adjust margins and spacing. This may improve readability and comfort. There may also be times you want to reflow content by adding another column if the screen size allows it. Also dependent on the size of the screen is whether you reveal or hide some elements. In tighter spaces, you might want to hide controls until needed, whereas on a larger screen, they could always be visible. In some cases, you may want to replace or re-architect some UI. You may want to change how you dive deeper into data and take advantage of the layout of the screen. The Universal Windows platform takes you a long way in creating apps that run great on all Windows-powered devices.